Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm comedian Bahabi Haha. To my left, comedian Ben Rosenfeld. And in the middle, comedian Pat Dixon.
How you doing?
One of the greats.
Bobby is in all green today for St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Bobby.
Thank you, you filthy Jew. What happened to your boy Netanyahu?
Israeli elections are today. Way to get to a topic right away. I like that, Bobby.
Right away.
Leave it to the Jews to vote on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, actually, the day before.
No, it was today.
No, yesterday, actually.
Tuesday, it said.
The Tuesday over there is 12 hours in front of us.
From my scanning of the news headlines, it said that their elections were today.
Yeah, but they're 12 hours ahead of us, 14 hours ahead
of us. Who's winning, do you know?
Well, ain't Netanyahu.
You think he's going to lose?
Yeah, he's losing. He tried that bullshit maneuver yesterday where he got up and said a speech about he doesn't want to back a Palestinian state whatsoever to try to get all the right-wingers the last-minute vote. But it didn't help him. The other party won.
Has it been official? When I checked the news an hour ago, it was still up in the air.
He was lost. He was losing, though.
Okay.
He was losing pretty badly.
Now, I want to point out what's interesting. Bobby's in full St. Patrick's gear. He brought some Guinness, some corned beef, some
Irish soda bread.
All sorts of Irish things today. Pat is in a nice gray suit, and I am in nice gray sweatpants. So we have quite the...
What do you mean, nice gray sweatpants? You look like shit. The place is a filthy mess here. I'm embarrassed as a host here on the show that Pat Dixon, who's a well-dressed man, comes in here and has to see this. It's just horrible.
Well, here, you know, I haven't been home, Bobby. That's the only reason I'm dressed up. after the show last night, I went out. And,
you got laid?
Well, yeah, I got laid, yeah. Yeah, why? Well, no reason for me to be out all night. I don't drink. It's got to be getting laid, yeah.
Does your ass hurt?
Yeah, my ass is very sore. If you get a nice girl that won't just stick a big long finger in your ass every once in a while, what's a waste of time?
You know? I have guys do six penises in my ass. Is that
six penises at once? My goodness. A six penis.
So, tell us about your podcast.
Well, my podcast is New York City Crime Report. It's all about crime and court activity in New York City. The most weird, unusual, brutal, bloody crimes. And, also anything else interesting going on. You know, a suicide, you know, we'll cover those and stuff like that. Although, I mean, it's only technically a crime. You know what? It's funny, too. That's the best part. It's a comedy podcast. So, you know, you get your laughs. You stay informed. Yeah,
and you hear a few suicides.
Yeah, like a
kind of inspires you to commit your own suicide.
Yeah, like it was a woman who was in front of the 7 train. She got legs cut off by the 7 train and then died.
I heard about it.
Yeah. But hey, on the upside, 7's running. Yeah, we had great guests too. In fact, the new episode. I just interviewed a guy who got stabbed in the face by a spree killer on the 3 train. And he wanted to sue the cops because there was 2 uniformed cops right there. Didn't do anything about it. And
I heard about that.
That was on 42nd Street.
Yeah, you're right.
With the Russian guy.
Exactly right. Maxime Gelman, yeah. The guy who got stabbed by Maxime Gelman. Joe Lazzito. And that's on an episode that's, well, it'll be out by now unless you guys put
the
this out immediately.
The cops were inside the train.
Yeah.
And wouldn't come out of the door.
Inside the motorman's booth, would not come out. Yeah.
And civilians were fighting this guy off.
One civilian, Joe Lazzito.
Yeah.
These were cops, not like MTA.
A cop. No, he's a New York City police officer.
Terrence Howard and Tamara Taylor.
Behind the window, watching this guy get stabbed while he fought off this known killer.
I'm sorry, Bobby, can you speak up? I'm right. You're right, though. Known killer. They were on the train to find this guy. They were looking for Maxime Gelman. Citywide manhunt. He'd already killed 4 people. 28-hour murder
spree. Started with
his girlfriend
and her mother.
Well, he started with his mom's boyfriend. That was the one, because he needed the keys to the Lexus.
Right.
And so he drove over then, killed the mother, waited a few hours.
His daughter to get home, his girlfriend.
Yeah, went to
left him. How dare she?
Well, they never even dated. They weren't even an item. It was all in his head because he was on, you know, he was on drugs. He was on PCP. He had crack on him, you know. This guy was a drug dealer and a graffiti vandal. He was a Ukrainian immigrant. You cannot
trust.
Excuse
me, Pat. Yeah. He was a graffiti vandal?
Not only.
That is disgusting.
Yes.
I mean, I can understand being a spree killer. No, spree killer. Spree killers kill usually at one time. Serial killers kill over a long period of time.
Exactly, spree, yeah.
So a spree killer like this.
serial killers have more control of their emotions, where they take one, they take a break.
Well, not all of them.
Make sure the case goes cold.
Not all of them.
Yeah. They only have one or two emotions to begin with.
Yeah, they don't have much. They also eat sociopaths and psychopaths.
Right.
So they don't have the feelings for the people.
Yeah, but this guy didn't have that kind of intelligence.
No,
he was just
an outcast. Nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's like, you're going to die, and he stabbed this guy in the face. Randomly, too, by the way. He didn't know this guy, had nothing against him, stabbed him. And Joe Lozito, not a small man, he's like 6'2", goes about 260, I'd say, something like that.
Yeah.
And he was a ticket taker at Lincoln Center on his way from Philadelphia. He hadn't seen the post that day. He could tell there was something weird about the guy, but he didn't know what he had been doing. Like, see, his face was on the front page of the paper. There was a woman reading the paper. This is how...
And she could see the face.
And this is how they knew that he was down in the subway system to begin with, because she's reading about it, and he slaps the paper out of her hand. This is up around, like, 97th Street, where she got off. But this is before then. And he goes, can you believe what they're saying about me? Can you believe what they're writing about me? Whatever. And she's, and she's like, hey, look, there's no such thing as bad publicity. But she gets off the train. And then...
Good move.
Yeah, yeah. And she tells the cops, so now they're searching Penn Station. And now they got trains stopped. Joe Lozito's on a train. These two cops get on. They get on the motor.
And he should have been treated like a hero. Instead, he was treated like scum.
Exactly. Exactly. He's got a book, too.
I remember that case well. It was like they treated this guy like shit, but the police were the cowards that wouldn't come out, those two cops, from behind a door.
Absolutely.
New York City's bravest, they are not.
No, not in this case. They weren't even they weren't even in the running, man. I mean, Terrence Howard, one of these cops, is taller and bigger than Joe Lozito. You know, he goes
and
by 6'5".
They have guns. So
they've got guns. They've got nightsticks. They've got the element of surprise. Because Gelman banged on the motorman's door. What he was going to do was hijack the train.
Right.
Yeah. So he's in there in the front car. And he says, open up. It's the police. And they go, you're not the police. And he just said, huh?
And he said, we're the police.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't say that. They're just like, you're not the police. And then they walk away. They were the police.
Now, did he...
And then they walk away.
Was he able to sue the NYPD or not?
No. He could not sue the NYPD.
Why?
Because they said he didn't have a special relationship with the NYPD, meaning that he hadn't had a conversation with them saying, you know, Maxim Gelman is on this train, and you should capture him instead of letting him kill me. They would have to, it's a loophole, and it's designed for people who get, like, an order of protection, and you say like, you know, I get an order of protection, it's Bobby Haha.
Which is only in a matter of time.
It's bound to happen. And then he manages to hurt me. Then I can't sue the NYPD saying that, like, hey, how did you let him hurt me? I had an order of protection. That's what that law is for. It's not for, like, when there's a manhunt and they're standing right there.
Someone's getting murdered in public.
Exactly. They also said that he didn't use the safety devices available on the train, like seat belts. He didn't have his seat belt on.
They don't have seat belts
on the train? What the
fuck? Of course they don't. But that's literally what the attorneys came out and said. And we cover all this in the podcast.
And they somehow let
episode 181.
Who bought this bullshit?
Judge Margaret Chan. That's who.
Oh, well,
Judge Margaret Chan is the one who made the decision, and it's a decision that stands. It's, I don't know that it
didn't
can
get
be.
Appealed?
Well, you see, the thing is, the case was dismissed before it even. You could appeal, yeah, and but it's. It didn't
well,
even
civil,
get to go to court.
A civil lawsuit.
It was a civil suit. It was a civil
suit.
Oh,
that was a civil suit.
Yeah, yeah, and they can't pursue it because she threw it out. She threw out their case, threw out Joe's case based on this bullshit. And so there you go. It didn't get to go to court. If you could cross-examine these officers in court, right? It's in true civil court. Terrence Howard said at one time, he said, I saw a knife. Another time he said he saw a gun. Another time he said he saw that he saw something metal. I don't know what I saw. You could, like, go through on all these depositions and say, yeah, your story
they
hasn't
been fired.
Consistent ever. Yeah, it should have been fired. Absolutely, it should have been fired. Internal discipline at the very least, but it didn't happen.
Now, I remember that case. It was really, it was what this guy went through. And he's the one that actually took the guy down.
He took the guy down. He took the knife away.
Right.
And then Terrence Howard comes up from behind, and he says, we'll take it from here. Meanwhile, Joe is about to bleed out. They said he's likely on the way out. When they say likely, what that means is he's
most likely going to die.
Exactly. And he didn't die, but he had. You should see the wounds that he has. He's, you know, stabbed under the left eye. A lot of scarring on his head. He got stabbed something like 7 times. Lost a lot of blood, and he did nearly die. The cover of his book. the New York subway hero, and the title of the book, by the way, My Battle Against Evil, ... and a spree killer. The evil is New York City, and it's great. But he's all bloody, and you know, he,
all a lot of people buy that book because the guy deserves some compensation for what he was through.
Absolutely,
because he was a true hero who went out there and tried to save people, and instead he gets made like the fall guy. They were hoping he died. They would get in trouble. Those two cops hoping he died on the way to the hospital so they wouldn't get in trouble.
And they were not in a rush to get him medical attention.
No.
They let him sit there and sit there and sit there.
Right.
Finally, they got
They came down from Times Square, and they came on. The police came in.
They rode the train. Yeah, they took the train up to, up to Times Square.
Yeah.
And then they carried him up.
And they carried him off from there. They had to have the police come down to Times Square and carry him off the train from Times Square, mm-hmm. from the precinct. They came down.
And had he not had the iron constitution that he has, you know,
he'd have been long gone.
Would have been long gone. And the will to live. And
he was a tough guy.
And there was another guy who was applying the direct pressure and stuff like that, who kind of gave him, like, spot medical attention.
Yeah, the citizen who was on the...
His name was Arthur or Albert. Something, but he's Joe always brings him up. I've interviewed him a couple of times. And that interview with Joe, you can tell, I mean, for what he's been through, not as much bitterness as you would think. You know, I mean, like he's a really soft spoken and cool guy, and just trying to make a living. You know what I mean? He's got kids. And
how is this not a bigger media shitstorm?
Because they don't cover stuff like that. They don't want to give them a black eye.
It's in the paper. It was in the Post. It's in
the interview with the guy.
But
when
it
he interviewed
should be like
him,
constant
horrible.
Pressure on the NYPD. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You would think, right?
Like,
you would think.
That should go ridiculously viral where they're embarrassed into things.
Yeah. I mean, that's on New York City Crime Report why we keep coming back to the story. Just because, first of all, it's a great story.
Yeah.
It's cinematic the way it happened. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you a bad crime that just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a great story if there was no cops on the train and this guy just saved everyone from a spree killer.
Yeah.
The fact that you got two coward cops hiding...
They would not come past that door until this guy had the knife off of the guy. That's when they opened the door once they saw he had the guy down.
Yeah, and the guy suffered enormously as a result. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the damages in this case, I mean, just like the emotional and everything, it would have been enormous.
Right.
You know what I mean? For someone like that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
another crime happened this weekend.
What?
Dakota Meyer, a great Marine, Medal of Honor recipient, got engaged to Palin's daughter.
Is that the retarded one, or
I mean, they're all
the same one. What's her name?
Some stupid name. Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah. And this guy's a great American hero.
Well,
Medal of Honor recipient.
He's taking one for the team.
I'll tell you, and he was so happy about marrying. He met her. He was doing some documentary up there last year, up in Alaska, and he met the Palins, and he fell in love with the Bristol Palin. And she goes, oh, she's the luckiest girl alive. Yes, she is, because she's kind of retarded.
Ah, she's probably
And he's a great American.
As I recall, though, she is a piece of ass, right? I mean, she looks good.
Well, she has kids and everything, too. She already had spit
she's
out a kiss
a teen mom.
Guy.
Oh.
She's a teen mom.
Because, you know, Sarah's a good parent.
Yeah.
Well, she's a good-looking girl now.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's the kind of guy you can see. He just wants to bang something.
Of all mother-in-laws to have, though, Sarah Palin for your mother-in-law, you know?
So she loves him. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. And he's a right-wing Republican.
It's going to help her political campaign. Of course she loves
him. Of course.
Oh, well, you know, then it sounds like everybody's
happy.
He's a
real hero.
Everybody's happy with you, Bobby.
Because I'm a Marine, and I know what kind of hero this guy is. And to see him, to me, it tarnishes his hero. I mean, not him being a hero, but, man, how do you marry a Palin?
Ah, well... You know.
But then they gave me she might be that good of a piece of ass, so good for him.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes him happy, that's all that matters
to
me.
Right,
that's
like going to help her in the political arena, yes.
Yeah, well.
That her daughter's marrying a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah, well.
And a really brave one, too.
Yeah, well, what did he do?
What did he do? Well, first of all, his men, some Marines pinned down in Afghanistan. And what happened was he was told by the Army guys who were in charge there, they could not give them air support or anything. They said, we couldn't do nothing. Those guys got court-martialed.
Kind of like the cops didn't help the guy with the staff.
Oh, This is even worse. So these guys were pinned down, these two officers, but at least they were tried for what? They got court-martialed from the Army. They were both officers and were court-martialed for what their actions were, of which was no action. And he went on his own, him and another sergeant who received the Navy Cross, who should also have gotten the Medal of Honor. And they ran into the valley on a truck, and was shot time after time again. He jumped off the truck, went to save. He saved a whole bunch of Afghani soldiers, but the four Marines he tried to save were killed. This is under heavy enemy machine gun fire. This whole time, he just kept going back in and back in and back in until he got there.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's awesome.
In the same battle, on the other side of that same valley, another army officer, captain, received the Medal of Honor, which he should have gotten too. But I believe that the other sergeant that was on the truck with him, they disobeyed orders, went in to save these guys. They saved a bunch of Afghans and completely threw their lives away for these guys. And he thought, because the Marines were already dead by the time he got there, that it was his fault.
Mm.
And he still thinks that to this day. But he was a great Marine, great soldier, and a real hero.
Yeah.
Who deserves the Medal of Honor for what he did.
Hey, man. Yeah.
And also, there was a captain who received the Medal of Honor on the other side, the same place, the same valley, the same day, where they were all just pinned down by machine gun fire, who went in many times to save a bunch of Marines and other Army soldiers, a Special Forces captain. And he received the Medal of Honor also about 4 years later. He just got his last year.
Does he also get to marry a Palin?
Well, yeah, maybe so. I guess he, I don't know if he'd want to or not. But.
Once a guy charges into machine gun fire repeatedly, going into a Palin family, not that big a deal. You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, no, they didn't have rifle fire.
Right, yeah, they got muskets and shit. You know?
They shoot moose up there.
Yeah.
It seems like the Medal of Honor is kind of like getting sainted, where you got to wait a few years, and then they decide if you get it or not.
Well, no, it depends. Like, he got it pretty quickly, because everyone knows he deserved it right away. And I believe the sergeant he was with, who received the Navy Cross, should have also received the Medal of Honor.
Now, did they actually have a courtship, or was this just like an arranged marriage between the Marine Corps and the Palin family?
Well, I think it might be some kind of arranged marriage, because he went there to do some kind of documentary up to Alaska, and he met the Palins. That documentary is coming out in a few months, and then he started dating, and then this week he asked her to marry him, and she said yes.
So they met during the documentary?
Yeah.
Which means there's probably some footage. Probably some spicy shit.
Yeah, probably like a documentary with Durst, Robert Durst documentary. Jinxed.
How about that guy?
Hey, way to hit a topic, Bobby.
How about
Bobby
that
never
guy?
Looks at my topics, and sometimes he hits one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I know what's going on in the news.
Yeah, that's a
top big
topic.
One.
Yeah.
That's a big hot topic, and it has something to do with your show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, because he did, some of that was in the New York area, but then the woman he killed, the other two he killed were...
He's from New York.
Is he a serial killer?
The Durst family...
He's killed three.
I thought it was just one. No. He killed his first wife.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Then the second one, he admitted killing, but he won as a self-defense, but he paid the family $65 million.
Twice the rate of O.J. The going rate for killing is going up.
O.J. did not pay. Because his money comes in like payments to him. Like they cannot touch that money. But he actually paid one lump or something, $65 million. This guy's very wealthy.
Yeah, $65 million is nothing.
They're the ones that invented the subway, the Durst family. And then they became huge real estate people. They're billionaires.
Invented subway to sandwiches?
No, New York City subway. It was invented by the Dursts.
No shit.
The Durst is the guy that invented the New York City subways. Durst was one of the Dursts. Then they went into real estate.
Bobby says everything with a lot of conviction, so I never know what's true and what isn't.
Yeah, we'll just look it up.
Oh,
so, yeah. Because you had a skeptical look I saw.
He never says, I think.
No, he just says it as a fact. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he isn't.
Well, I didn't know that there was a guy who invented it. You know what I mean? Like, it's underground subway travel.
Well,
they might have financed it or something.
He built it.
Well,
notes are invented, Bobby. What's the story?
Well, he didn't invent trains.
He actually discovered it. It was existing here already, and he just said,
he had the Indian sign
America.
Over to paperwork.
It cost him a lot of beads. Yeah, it's you know, that guy, first of all, everybody knew he did it. You know, the guy was guilty of sin from the beginning.
Yeah.
There was never any question. It was just a matter of how were they going to catch him, and then he ends up confessing like an idiot.
And didn't he kill like an associate, some friend of his or something too, allegedly?
He did, because she knew all about the first crime. So that was the thing. They couldn't pin it on him. They could only put him in the same state. They couldn't put him in L.A., and they couldn't put him anywhere near the body. Well, you know, eventually, you know, he didn't need to, because he just kind of fessed up. He said he killed them all. And, yeah, that's the way it is. One murder, and then the rest, the other one, was just to cover up the first one.
Hmm.
That's the way it is. It's like lies. Lies on top of lies.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd just go and, like, kill some little, like, hooker or someone that's not going to get him in trouble instead of, like...
Well, he had to kill the bitch he was married to. That's the thing. Because she wanted to get a divorce, and then she was going to, I don't know, take a lot of his money. But they had one of those relationships where they fought all the time. They slap each other and shit like that. I mean, like, it's marriage, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? Like, it's the worst. It's just the worst. Everybody's wanted to kill their spouse. Everybody's thought about it. There's no one who hasn't at least thought about killing their spouse.
No, I'm the boy. I never thought about killing my spouse.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Where were you on the night August 19th?
Well, it's my birthday. They don't play the
10th. How about that?
Well, we might as well hit more crime stories right away that we happen to have on, and then the other topics. Why not, right?
Sure.
A woman in Cincinnati beheaded her 3-month-old daughter. Mm. ISIS is in America.
Mm. No, that's not ISIS. That's sick.
Yeah. It's sick, but I was trying to make a joke, Bob.
That's not a joke to talk about someone's daughter being beheaded.
Yeah, no, well, bad. I mean, yeah, that's like, I think fourth trimester abortion is just too late. Not to sound like a religious fanatic.
Well played.
Yeah.
Some guy that bludgeoned his mom to death with a frying pan got a 20-year sentence. And the only reason this caught my eye was, why only 20 years? I thought most murders gets you life in prison.
No, not at all. No, you can. It's like a lot of guys when you're married 25 years, they go, man, I could have killed her and been out by now. You know, you've heard the expression.
No, well, a lot of times though, most of these sick murderers, they get 20 to life in New York for murder in the second degree is 25 to life. Murder in the second degree in New York is 25 to life, is the maximum.
Difficult to prove.
But, no. Yeah. The thing is this. The parole board can hit them for the rest of their life, which they usually do.
Even if it says a 20-year sentence?
25 to life.
No, no, but it said he got 20, not 20 to life.
What does it say that?
The headline. You know I only read the headlines.
No. What state was it in?
I don't remember.
In New York City, you're getting 20 to life, 25 to life. 25 to life usually for second-degree murder. Now, 25 to life, most of the guys that usually get that do not get out in 25 years. The parole board hardly ever lets them out, period.
Bobby is very familiar with the American criminal justice system.
Yeah, I am. Done a little time, huh? Eating striped eggs.
I've been in prison for quite a few years.
Well, how many is that? I mean, not that it matters.
What's a master's degree worth?
To me, one night would be
how much is
intolerable.
A master's degree? 6 years? I got a master's in
You've done 2 stints in prison, and then we've been doing the podcast a year and a half, so that's 3.
I might rather go to prison than go back to college. I'll tell you that.
No, I've been
at least
to college
like less learning. I hate that. So, what'd you go to prison for? I'm sure this is covered every episode.
It's covered, but it's always interesting for people's reactions.
Yeah. Well, he killed a man just for snoring.
He's never been convicted
of murder. Armed robbery, false of imprisonment, impersonating police officer, assault with a deadly weapon, weapons charges.
Now I know why they call him Bobby Ha Ha.
That's because as he's clobbering you, you're trying to breathe. Ha ha ha.
Funny guy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
The New York NYPD has a new system called ShotSpotter, where, like, I guess they're setting up some sort of surveillance cameras or audio listening, where when bullets are fired somewhere, it automatically alerts them and they respond.
Yeah, I heard about this, yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
I'm, one, skeptical that it'll actually work, especially given the cowardice of some of the police we've discussed today.
Yeah,
because they'll
know we're not
to go. Show up, like,
yeah.
30 minutes after shots have been fired, so that there's no more shots being fired.
Apprehend the nearest black man and call it a night.
Right, yeah. Standard operating procedure. 2, it seems like an excuse to just add more listening devices everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. A lot of listening devices, a lot of watching devices. The whole city's like pretty much canvassed with cameras now. Yeah, it's a Big Brother. They're watching, they're listening, and hey, if they want to go to where the gunshots are, that's fine with me. They always had the ability to listen in if they want to.
It seems like a big project with lots of money to funnel to politicians and other contractor types.
Yeah.
And who knows if it'll actually work.
That's true. Yeah. Well,
I didn't
someone's getting paid.
Murray Durst died. I happen to know Murray Durst very well.
From the Durst HBO murder thing?
No, 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 no. He's one of the family. Murray Durst owned a whole bunch of horses. I knew him from the racetrack. That's why I Googled Murray Durst. Murray Durst is one of the Durst family. They're in real estate and everything. They own, they're the ones built up Times Square and everything, the Dursts. Murray Durst used to have horses at the racetrack when I was a kid. This is what he used to say all the time. After every race, he would have a $2 ticket on each horse. So he would always have the winner. And then he'd walk over to you like he had a whole bunch of tickets behind that winning ticket. And he'd go, who didn't know that? That's what he would say after every race. Who didn't know that? And he'd like to have the winner of every race because he'd have a $2 ticket on everybody. But then he'd have a million losing tickets behind it. But that was his favorite saying was, who didn't know that?
Hmm. He sounds like he used to be an economist.
Well, he's a pretty intelligent guy.
And now,
I just saw it. Says Murray Durst's death records. He was a nice guy. Me and my brothers knew him since we were kids.
Sometimes Bobby will participate in the news stories. Other times he'll be on his phone looking up his own news story to talk about himself.
Yeah, he's gone down a Durst rabbit hole. It happens.
Yeah. Durst hole.
No, I knew a Durst. So I could put that in there. I knew what Murray Durst. And he was a character.
Yeah.
He was a real character, this guy. Here's a picture of him. And this is why I know him as, but even before then, when he was young.
Oh, he's looking at a racing form. How about
yeah, he
that?
Used to be at the racetrack all the time. Yeah. And, I used to work at the racetrack since I was a kid.
Oh, you worked there?
I worked there when I was a kid.
What did you do?
I just cleaned horse shit and everything. Then I became a trainer. I started off
you're
cleaning
a horse
shit,
trainer.
Walking horses, exercising horses, assistant trainer, and then trainer myself.
And then you stopped there? You didn't go all the way to Whisperer?
No, well, trainer is the highest you can get at the racetrack is where I was. I was actually pretty good. And,
Now, can you ride a horse?
What did I just tell you?
You were training
horses.
Them, but I see it's jockeys.
I'll show you pictures of me on horses.
He can slap jockeys around, to make sure they, throw the right races and
horses.
Stuff.
Funny,
I would love to watch a sitcom with Bobby as a horse trainer with all these little jockeys running around.
I knew all jockeys. I knew I was there when Secretariat won the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. I was 13 years old, 14 years old. We had a horse named R Native, where I worked for Bill Russegate at the time. That was the second guy I worked for. I started working for Eddie Yao. Then I worked for Bill Russegate from Louisiana. Bill Russegate, later on, is a very famous kind of guy because he went into the in Kentucky to a horse farm and actually stole the Wajima Horse of the Year trophy from Claiborne Farm. My teeth just came out.
Stealing
Bobby's teeth literally flew out. That is...
Stealing
wow.
a trophy, to me, is a lot. There's a lot more honor in that than there is actually winning the trophy. The fucking, the amount of fucking denial and nuts you have to have. Like, fuck it, I'll steal the trophy. That's, did he
actually did.
He must have thought he deserved it for some reason, right?
Like, no, he's nuts.
Oh, he did, okay.
But we had our
I don't deserve this.
We ran third in the Derby that year. It was Secretariat, Sham, Our Native. The same thing in the Preakness. He didn't run in the Belmont, but we were stationed in New York there. We were stabled in New York, and I watched Secretariat win the Belmont. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because it was come from behind, right?
No, he went right to the front.
Oh, like 20 lengths?
He won by 32 lengths, broke the world record in 224. Secretariat was by Bold Rule out of Something Royal out of by Prince Quilio. Bred by the Meadow Stable.
He has the confidence of an urban comic when he speaks.
Not
like, I don't know if any of this is true, but it sounds so true, I'm not even going to Google it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to be at the racetrack. I used to talk to Alfred Vanderbilt and stuff like that about he owned Native Dancer, who was by Geisha out of a Polynesian man.
Some guys wait till their 80s before they just ramble,
Bobby's almost 80, let's be honest.
Oh, man, the guy's his 40s.
No, I'll be 60 in 2 years.
You're shitting me.
No.
You look great.
All those,
It's clean living, that's
clean
what
clean living.
Yeah, my teeth just fell out, too. I gotta go to the dentist after.
Yeah.
Another news story, why not? Yesterday, United Airlines... flight was almost hijacked. Some guy just kept yelling jihad, got taken down outside the cockpit.
Was it a guy or a woman?
I thought it was a guy from, I want to say Dulles.
Yeah, I remember what
Denver.
Happened. Well, I don't know if it was a guy or a woman.
Pretty sure it was a guy. You don't get a lot of women jihadis for some reason.
No, well, because you know why? Because that whole fucking way of looking at the world doesn't really benefit them all that much. Not enough for them to go out and fight and kill for it, you know. Right. But there are some of them do, you know, the suicidal, the widow, the fucking Black Widow, the one that she was married to a suicide bomber, and now she's like one of the most wanted female terrorists.
They just let her out of jail or something.
Yeah, and these women.
In Syria.
What? They let her out of jail?
In Syria.
Oh, for crap.
They were trying to trade her.
I mean,
for the pilot.
Remember, Syria was trying to trade her?
Was it Syria? No, not Syria. It was Jordan, the Jordanian pilot.
Yeah.
They wanted to trade her. The ISIS wanted to trade her for the Jordanian pilot. No, she didn't get out.
No, they said nothing do, and then they killed the pilot.
They said nothing do it, and they killed the pilot. They put him in a cage and burned him alive with gasoline.
Jesus.
Yeah, they did. You did. Yeah, I don't watch any of these videos.
Neither do I, but I heard about it.
But one thing
it was on video,
and the media kept talking about how professionally produced it was. You know, they were viewing it like a whole Siskel and Ebert. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah. Really, yeah. 2. Well done, guys. You know,
but they kept her.
A bunch of fucking terrorists.
Jordan kept her because she's getting the death penalty there. But they tried to trade her for the Jordanian pilot.
Yeah.
And they would have probably traded, but they killed the guy before they could make the trade.
Yeah. I guess that's a bit
Jordan was, happy. Jordan doesn't like ISIS too much.
Yeah. But they had doubles on the pilot, you know, and there's only one Black Widow. Right. So they couldn't make that trade.
Right.
Yes, ISIS, man, is they are some vicious, bloodthirsty motherfuckers, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're just CIA-controlled fucking...
CIA-controlled.
Who do you think gave them the weapons and everything in the beginning?
Welcome to Conspiracy Theory portion of the podcast.
They're not controlled by them. They just, at one time, you know, they just finance people, and then they go,
they finance them.
Trying to overthrow governments and shit.
Get all those tanks and trucks and everything from... They got them from the CIA because we needed someone... Because all the people were complaining about the United States, we don't want to put boots on the ground. Now all of a sudden, it's everybody, we got to go get these guys. So now we want to put boots on the ground again, and we want to keep sending drones in and bombing everybody else and killing all the innocent people, too, because a lot of collateral damage happens.
Keeping war popular, you mean.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So some people can make money.
Yeah, well, okay.
And if you don't think it doesn't happen,
that sounds right to me.
The World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So we could bomb a country that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
World War II
with Japan. We didn't get involved till they knew about. They moved out most of the ships a couple days before that,
and most Pearl of Harbor. The radio devices.
Pearl Harbor, which my mother was there. They moved them out before the bombing happened. You know that, right?
Did you just say your mom was in Pearl Harbor?
Yes, she was in the army. Yes, she was.
Okay.
And my whole family, you know, was in the military. I don't have to mention anything. You know already. I got 2 colonels as cousins. My father, my uncles, myself, all in the military. My cousins are...
Decorated war vet.
There's plenty in my whole family.
I will give you that there's no business like war business.
Yeah. And if people think that this country is not capable of doing what happened in certain things, you have no idea.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, there's enough Jews here to do some duplicity. Oh.
Let me tell you something. You can't mention it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Talk about that, yeah.
I like how Bobby's like, here, talk, entertain the listeners while I show Pat some things. Here's some stuff. I guess I'm just going to babble for a second.
Okay.
Was that fun?
Yeah. So we're back.
We're back. Walmart, speaking this country capable of anything, Walmart bathroom meth lab.
Oh, that was the greatest.
What better place for a meth lab?
One-stop shopping.
I could have been there, man.
You know how to make meth?
No, I would have shopped it.
Oh. And you can get a bulk, too, you know?
Yeah, you can get meth in bulk. It's
There's a lot of people who go to Walmart who are on, you know, if you're on meth, you're going to make a trip to Walmart just like everybody else. They got shit you need.
Not me. Including more meth.
Yeah.
Well, if I knew they had it, the other way.
Right. A couple more topics. 24-year-old player for the 49ers, Chris Borland, retired out of fear of concussions. Only played 1 season.
Can't blame him.
And he was, like, getting good. He was going to be a big starter next year, all that.
Well, the guy got smart and realized he's seen a lot of these retired NFL players who were like,
Yeah. That's actually that sounded a lot like Mike Webster's induction speech to the
also Hall of Fame. Also his suicide note.
For crying out loud. yeah, this, it's really a rough business. You know, you don't even think of it. Those guys are they weigh 300 something pounds,
and they can
banging
run
into each other.
4.1, 4.2, 40s.
Yeah, which I know is fast.
It's like being in 100 car collisions a week.
Yeah. God, I guess it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get... yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
The thing is, they can minimize concussions if they put outside padding on the helmets, but no one wants to do it because it doesn't look so good. But it would reduce concussions by a lot.
No, and they also found that the new padding on the inside for the kids, it really reduces it a lot.
Does it really?
Yeah. They have the technology to do it. They don't want to do it because of the look.
And they don't want to mandate helmets. They should also mandate you can also use only certain types of helmets. But
they're now they're going to do that with high school football, kids football, peewee, with those new inserts that they put in. It stops concussions by like 70%.
Yeah.
But if they put the outside padding on it, it would stop it in the 90-something percent.
Yeah. But they also won't mandate helmet models because they're afraid if you recommend a model, then you're liable if someone gets a concussion. It's a great sport to watch, but horrible side effects.
Yeah, I love watching football.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's much more fun to watch than baseball. Yeah.
I'm a baseball fan, so.
Hardly any concussions in baseball.
Well, you get hit by a fastball.
Hardly ever, though.
Yeah, it's rare.
Usually a concussion.
Yeah.
Might get, you know. I'm sure it would hurt. I mean, believe me, I'm too much of a pussy to play baseball.
I've been hit by plenty of them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was hit by a line drive a few years back. You see the way my teeth came out? It knocked it right out of my mouth. I didn't know. Because I have a bridge there, and I've been knocked out like 20-something times playing sports.
Yeah. You've been knocked out 20 times?
No, my teeth.
Oh, your teeth, okay.
The bridge, after I got it first, I just played hockey. Did you see that up there? It ripped the post right out of my mouth.
Jesus fucking Christ, Bobby. That sounds horrible. It sounds like the most painful thing there could be. Right in the front teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You see the gum there? Ripped everything out.
Ah, fuck.
So what happened was, no, there's no big deal.
No wonder you do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
Or you do formally.
I did do drugs, but I don't do it anymore.
All right, good for you. Me neither.
Yeah, but what happened was, I've been in a lot of injuries, so I got hit in the mouth with a line drive. And I come off of the field, and guys look at me and go, "Hey, ha, what happened to your teeth?" So what are you talking about?
Wouldn't it be more, "What are you talking about?"
No, I just said, "What are you talking about?" I had no idea. I looked up, there was no teeth there. So they cracked it on a Saturday, and I was going out that night. So I ran to the dentist's office, and I said, "Look, you got to put something in my mouth right now." "Oh, I can't." I said, "You better put something in my mouth right the fuck now."
Also, how he starts his first dates.
Yeah.
So he put a quick temporary thing in there to cover it, you know.
Yeah.
So I was able to go on a date that night.
Yeah, okay. Did you get laid?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Did they put something in your mouth?
No, I put something in their mouth.
Yeah. Rape.
If something goes in my mouth, it's because I want it in there. And I do that too.
Wait, that's...
This is...
So nobody forces me to put anything in my mouth.
I only suck dick consensually. That's
I want to.
This is part enough. New show, part Bobby auditioning for his next Adam for Adam gig.
No, I got off of that play.
Couple more topics, then we'll let our nice guest get out of here. Internet Explorer, the shitty Microsoft browser, is renaming itself for the next release.
To what?
This is where we would all insert punchlines.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Explorer?
To Internet hiding in the corner because it won't load.
What about real quickly, what about this Facebook bullshit?
Which?
They're trying to, like, really bullying and this and that and everything, I mean... They really want to take your freedom of speech away.
Ah, well, I mean, it's their...
You see all the new rules with the Facebook?
Yeah, but it's their site. They can do what they want. You don't have freedom of speech on Facebook. It's optional.
No, but with the internet, they're trying to... I think the internet, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, but not on... Like if I've got a site and I don't want people getting bullied on there. Yeah, so fuck it.
Well, I don't like bullying and all that kind of shit anyway.
Nah, fuck them. Bullying is But, you know, here's the other side of that. People call shit bullying that it's not bullying.
Bullying, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, you know...
There's something they don't agree with.
I took some pictures. Yeah, exactly. Right. That's some shit you don't agree with. That's not bullying.
Right.
But the real deal, like, actually, like, that's bothering disgusting. Somebody. Yeah, so it's, you know, especially on the internet, because it's like these trolls.
A lot of trolls
out there who don't... You don't even know who they are. You have no idea what their real identity is. And to me, like...
They hide behind... phony pictures.
Some
and
avatar,
like
yeah, and shit. Yeah, well, you know, you get to a certain age and Blender you hope that. It's not a factor, but it is a factor. Like, those like you get, oh yeah? You troll people?
Oh yeah. He's a catfish, man.
I don't have time for that.
He's a real catfish.
I'd probably be good at it, but I don't have time. Because I'd, like, create 19 different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, everyone would chime in and have a conversation.
Even though I bet some good ones. I bet one last week. He was beautiful.
Is this the Bobby sex life portion of the show?
No, I'm not talking about sex. But just a really beautiful, nice guy. Yeah. But also, I've noticed that some people on there, I can see, like, patterns by how they do it. And, like, certain algorithms they use. And I usually detect them. So what happens is, I've seen guys that had 9 or 10 different profiles on there. And I spot them a mile away, and I catch them. And I say things to them.
You're like the Chris Hansen of gay online dating.
No. Not at all. I'm like the other guy.
Swing and a miss.
No, I'm like the other guy. The other guy, he was in the helicopter that got make believe. Brian Ant, well, what was his name?
Oh, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, yeah, I was there. He was in everything. He was on that train, you know, pulling those guys off from the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Williams was the one that really helped him out.
Well, you know, his family is the one that invented the subway, too.
And last topic, March Madness. Anyone give a shit?
Yeah, I like Brian Williams in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Brian Williams in Kentucky. Nice.
Yeah.
I'll take Kentucky in the March Madness. They're going to go undefeated this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, user tweets, last
what about you guys? You guys don't have an opinion?
No, I don't watch it. I don't keep up.
I'll probably fill out a bracket without knowing anything, just to fill out a bracket. Because I'll find I randomly, one of my 5 brackets will do well.
Fun to gamble, yeah.
Oh, it's not even, it's like the 3 ESPN ones.
Oh.
I don't like wasting money on that.
I don't gamble at all, yeah. All right. I make money off the gamble.
Bobby is a big poker. You both play a lot of poker, don't you?
Yeah, I play, but I nickel and dime, you know, quarter games and shit like that.
I've done pretty well.
Yeah. What do you play?
No, I'll show you.
Texas Hold'em and
yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I taught Al Martin how to play.
No way, really?
Yeah. Don't even admit it. Doesn't he admit it?
I mean, I don't know.
He knows.
I know Al.
You and Clayton claim to have.
No. Al will tell you. He was on the show. I taught him how to play years ago. That's bullshit. And tell Clayton how many. I mean, I like Clayton. Today's his birthday, too. Well, yesterday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't.
But yeah. I've done pretty well playing poker.
All right. User tweets. We got 2 this week. If you want to tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and we'll read them on air. First one is from at Steve Fury. New tweeter or direct tweet. You seem pretty cool. Maybe you'll like my stand-up.
These are all articles about me playing poker. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Bobby, you're missing gold.
What's it gonna say?
You seem pretty cool. Maybe you'll like my stand-up. If you don't, then I've made a terrible mistake and I apologize. And then there's a stand-up YouTube link that I'm not
clicking
on. Stephen Fury.
Oh, I mean, we should listen to the comedy.
You want
to
play it on air?
Yeah.
Who's Stephen Fury?
I guess he did tweet at us, so, all right. I don't know. Let's see what plays. He sent us a 7.5-minute set at the San Francisco Punchline.
Okay.
First 20 seconds, how long are we giving this?
I mean, you know.
You're our guest, you tell me when.
All nights, Sunday nights at the Punchline are the local San Francisco showcase. We get the best local comics up here. We get some people who are coming to
edit your video, Steven, to get right to your intro.
Yeah, this is the intro.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun night. It's going to be a lot of comics.
Just push through that. Yeah, you don't want to like.
Or is he the host? Did he send me a host?
No, okay. Okay.
It took him 1:15. This is already unprofessional.
Thanks for coming out. Took some time out of your busy lives. That's good. I do not have a busy life. It's pathetic. I have too much time on my hand.
That's why he
so
tweets
much time,
at us.
I've been watching my DVR with the commercials.
Cool.
My girlfriend said fast forward. I said, hold on, baby. Let me see what this gecko has to say. He's got kind eyes.
That's
kind, kind eyes. That's what makes it alternative.
Kind eyes? I don't
think
get that.
Well, that exactly. You don't understand alternative comedy.
No, I don't.
He's just—it's just a thing that he's saying. You know, like he's putting us in the mind of this character watching television with his girlfriend, saying, "Hey, hold on, I want to hear what this gecko has to say." He's got kind eyes. It's just like he's sort of fleshing out the story for us. I didn't think that was awful. I didn't think that was awful. What do you think, Bobby? Whoa. Yeah.
Bobby gave the old shrug.
Yeah, that's well, it's important to be good to your fans.
Who was the guy?
Last tweet from our In the Field correspondent at Ted Teddy Man says, a Chinese man once lived for 55 years without an anus. Or that was his claim since hearing fearsome things about about a man named Bobby Haha.
No anus.
No anus.
Oh.
Well, that's the show.
Hey.
Way to end strong, but not today, I guess.
Well, hey. And
do you want to do some plugs?
Well, yeah, why not? Stuff? I mean, yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show, Ben and Bobby. And
Bobby's texting again.
My show is the New York City Crime Report. I'll just tell you to go to crimereport.nyc. Crimereport.nyc.
Check it out. It's a good podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, it's all crime, all comedy, all New York City, and we have a great guest. You know, the bail bond queen, Joe Lozito, who got stabbed in the face. That episode is I'm sure up. But when will this?
In an hour.
Okay. Well, it'll be up Wednesday, so check it out. Whenever you're listening to this, it's up. Crimereport.nyc.
All crime, all the time.
That's right.
For comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Pat Dixon, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.